This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It is Phil here in the studio. I've got a host of friends here with me regarding the Northwoods Pregnancy Center in Bemidji. And speaking of your life, this is about life, and it is about Christ and how much He loves life and creates life. And Kelly, we're going to start with you. Kelly McDonough, the director of the Pregnancy Center. The banquet wasn't all that long ago. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, it was an incredible evening.
It was. And there was a big announcement that night right at the end, and it was by the other two folks in this room. We'll get to them in a second, about kicking off the capital campaign for you guys to purchase the building that you are in. That's a big thing for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. It's a huge deal, and we're just really excited to kind of re-announce what's happening and celebrate this kickoff today. Yeah. And just to be here to share more about it.
Yeah. It was a big announcement, and it is time to kick off the capital campaign. The co-chairs are here. Let's swing that mic over to Joan Bernson, who I have known for many, many years, and found out you were on the board, you know, within the last year. How long have you been on the board at the Pregnancy Center?
So I have been on the board for about a year and a half. I actually was asked about 5.5 years ago, and it took me just a little bit to get through some other life obligations, and so it has been about a year and a half.
Well, this is in your wheelhouse, this capital campaign at Oak Hills all those years and other places.
It actually is. And, you know, when I came on the board, we did not have a capital campaign on the horizon. So yeah. I'm as surprised as everyone else.
That's God's timing, I have a feeling, right?
I think a lot of people do see that as God's timing for me to come on the board. You know, taking the experiences that I had at Oak Hills and kind of understanding how to tell the story of what God is doing and, you know, just invite people to join with their finances to make a difference. And this time, of course, it's with the Pregnancy Care Center.
Yeah. We're going to introduce the other co-chair. It's Mr. Aaron Kaiser from Bagley. And of course, you are a branch manager of a newer bank here in Bemidji now, right, Aaron?
Yes, I am a manager of American National Bank. And I am just so excited to be together with the Pregnancy Center and helping them achieve this big undertaking of purchasing the building that they're currently in so they don't have to worry about ever having to move again.
And you came into the Pregnancy Center with a donation, and all of a sudden, here you're a co-chair of the committee.
Yes.
That's a God thing, too, actually.
It is. We all have gifts, and we want to be able to use those gifts the best way possible, and whether it's our time, whether it's our talent, whether it's our treasure, and this is such a great cause to get behind.
Yeah. Joan, you know, as a board member, and I know you're actually looking for some additional board members, right?
We definitely are. Yeah. We have a great group right now, but we do have at least one member that is going off, and we could have as many as 3 new board members. So if there is somebody that is listening that has a passion for what the Pregnancy Care Center is doing and would like to be a part of the ministry, we do have applications. Yeah. I'm sure Kelly would be happy to get those applications out, and we would very much appreciate additional leadership.
Yeah, amen. Well, we know the Pregnancy Center is such a blessing to the community, and the fact that it has moved a couple of times and now in its current location, it's just a fabulous location. That was talked about again at the banquet. I know Priscilla that came to speak from Alaska, she stopped by the next day and just went on and on about how amazing the center is in this location. Joan, it came up where you guys didn't own the building, and the owner needed to make a change. So you guys you had to make a decision. And tell us about that.
Actually, I want to go just a few weeks before we knew that the building was going to be available. At a board meeting just a few weeks before that, we knew that we had a few dollars that maybe we should move into a savings account. And as we talked about that, I said to the board, I really think we need to think about what are our goals for the future. And it sparked a conversation about some things that Kelly was dreaming of being able to do in terms of ministry. And I think that that was also a God thing, as he paved the way for us to think about strategically what should we be doing in terms of next steps. And then, yes, the opportunity to purchase the building came up, and we navigated through that and were able to figure out a way to purchase it so that we do have the purchase agreement, but we will not be closing until June of 2024, which allows us this 9 or 10, 12 months to invite people to come alongside of us and provide us with financial help to reduce the amount of mortgage that we will need to have.
Yeah, yeah. The overall total, and I know Aaron played a role in helping you reach that total, or what to shoot for with a capital campaign, that total is?
That total is $500,000. Okay. And, you know, I do admit that originally we had a lower total because, maybe partly because we were worried about raising that. And recently I had heard that there was a Christian school close by, Fargo, Moorhead, something mm-hmm. like that, where they were able to raise some astonishing amount of money in like $50 million or $45 million in just a matter of months.
Wow.
And that tells me that there are people who have the means to be able to share with the Pregnancy Center as well. I feel that these are similar types of opportunities. And so we want to dream big with God. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel, it feels like a very big goal. And so it does feel a little bit scary, but I've seen God work time after time, and whether it was at Oak Hills when I was working there or now with the Pregnancy Center. So we are trusting that this is the right goal.
Yeah, and it's underway. So if you're listening even now and you feel God saying, I want you to help, get a hold of the Pregnancy Center. And I know you guys would like to meet with people individually as well at times, so there's a lot involved. And Aaron, you know, as you prayed and you were a part of this and helping them set the goal, you know as well as anyone that God owns it all. And evidently, $500,000 didn't bother you quite as much.
Well, and I think the important piece is the longevity. When you look at the amount of time that the Pregnancy Center will continually serve the Amen. People in this community. And we've seen such a big increase of serving people. And so it just reinforces that, you know, we are here for life and we are here to stay.
Yeah, that's the slogan, isn't it, Joan?
Absolutely.
Here for life, here to stay.
We really want to think in terms of, you know, you had mentioned earlier that the Pregnancy Care Center has had to move a couple of times. And that is distracting, not only to the staff, but even more to those who may need the services. They're not really sure where to go. But as we're able to stay in that building, we are going to be able to build that reputation. People will begin to understand that what we have available is so much more than just, say, just a pregnancy test. Yeah. We're there to serve families, women and men, who have a need for help after an unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah.
And those services, then clients know where to go. They have a place that they're comfortable with. It's comfortable for staff. It's got all the things that the Pregnancy Care Center needs in terms of office space and a meeting space and an ultrasound room and places for, you know, the free diapers and clothing
and
supplies and equipment. It's just laid out well for the needs of the Pregnancy Care Center.
Yeah. You know, as we talk about giving as well, one-time gifts, but monthly gifts. Explain that, as there's options out there on how people can engage with this campaign.
Absolutely. You know, there are some people that just want to give a one-time gift. And if that is you and you're listening, we would very much appreciate those one-time gifts. But there are also people that want to be able to give a larger sum of money, but they need to do it over a time period because it's more of a commitment. And we are encouraging and asking for gifts that would be given possibly over as much as a 3-year pledge period.
Okay.
You know, so we would be asking people to tell us, you know, what their plan is in terms of giving towards the building, so that we can also be thoughtful about how we go forward with financing and being able to expect, you know, what we're going to need to plan for. But a big part of this is we know that we don't want people to change their focus of having supported the operations of the center and then switching to a capital campaign, because the needs for the operations will continue. There will be still utilities and staff salaries and buying supplies and paying for all the things that we pay for our clients. So we don't want to ignore that need. We really want to encourage people to give over and above what they've been giving for regular operations.
Yeah. And giving to ministry, Aaron, I mean, it's such a blessing, isn't it? I mean, the Bible calls us to that. And so we do ask people to really pray about this too, right, Aaron?
Oh, most definitely. You know, you can never outdo God's generosity. I really want to reinforce how when we were coming up with ways so that people could see the condition that the building is in, because it was recently renovated in 2020. So we put together this video, and I'm sure it's going to be made available on our website, or we'll have other means of getting it out on social media. And please take that opportunity if you haven't visually looked at the building space, how accommodating it is.
Yeah, it's gorgeous in there. It's just a wonderful facility.
The other piece is, and maybe I'm offering something Kelly doesn't want me to offer, but we would be, I think, happy to give a tour, you know, of the building.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there and can't visualize it from a video, although please watch that, an in-person tour would be something that we can make happen. In addition, we're hoping to have an open house in March. So look for that event as a time where you can come and see the building, meet with staff, see who is on the board. Maybe we'll have some new board members by then. But there will be a couple of events where we would encourage people to come to those events and just see what is happening. What is God doing there at the center?
All right. It's a capital campaign for the Northwoods Pregnancy Care Center here in Bemidji. It's just an awesome opportunity, and it's a bit of a short timeline, but I think that's a blessing. It's just not going to be drawn out. You know, we're not going to be doing this 3 years from now. We're going to be done. So let's go.
Exactly. We're going to see what God does in this short time space. And, you know, he often does above and beyond what we expect.
Yeah. The closing is actually when? June? Is that?
It will be in June. I don't know if we have a specific date, but in around the middle of June.
Okay.
Yep.
And you have to accommodate the current owners. So there you go.
One more thing I would just like to add is an idea that we had was kicking off a golf fundraiser. So those who like to have fun while you're raising money and want to participate, that's just another way that you can join in help us spread the word to others. You know, that awareness is such a big key, and we're really looking forward to being able to offer a golf fundraiser.
Yeah, of opportunities like that. Yeah.
Correct.
The spring is going to be wild because, you know, open house in March, closing in June.
Right,
you know,
there
could be a lot of interesting things, including a golf event somewhere in there, I suppose. So
we've talked a little bit about connecting with churches for the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. We haven't fleshed those plans out yet, but if there's a church that is listening to this and they think, you know, we really want to be involved in that, we'll find a representative that can come and share about what is going on at the Pregnancy Care Center.
Yeah. All right. And of course, the website, BemidjiPregnancyOptions.com. Find out details there, I'm assuming, for the capital campaign now, BemidjiPregnancyOptions.com. And Joan and Aaron, you know, we'll be in touch with you guys as co-chairs of the effort, but it's go time, isn't it?
It's go time. Let us know what you want to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Swing that back over to Kelly. We'll wrap it up. Kelly, you were here during this conversation, and, you know, you've got some very good co-chairs here for this. How about that? Isn't that a gift?
Yeah, what a blessing it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a little busy just keeping things going at the center.
Yes, we've been so busy, Phil, which is such a blessing. God has answered our prayers in numerous ways in that way.
Yeah, more employees than ever.
More employees, more clients, more ultrasounds. More people that are interested in getting involved, which is really encouraging to see.
Yeah.
But yes, this is such a gift to have Joan and Aaron on this committee to head it up, and they're the wheel that keeps it moving.
Yeah.
And so we're so thankful for that.
All right. Well, you're going to be hearing a lot about it on QFM. We're not only doing this interview, we're going to talk to some of the employees, I think some other board members,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep. We'll have a few more interviews that will be airing probably through the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so.
So keep tuned, keep listening. You'll be interested in learning more about the center, who's a part of it, and what's going on.
Amen. Spread the word. Be in prayer. But get ready to give, because it's just going to be so exciting. The day you hit that goal, it's woof, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, Lord, we'll give it to you as we wrap things up here. Thanks, Kelly, very much.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, Joan and Aaron. Appreciate it very much. This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.